Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And this is Dr. Nancy Nestor. Well, our topic for this week's show is a great one, consciousness. Consciousness and ego. So for those of you who'd like to know who we are and to read more about the work that we do, you can always visit our website, www.kenpage.com. So the question is, what is consciousness?
Now this is a really, this is probably our favorite or we spent the most time on in our metaphysical career trying to get a grasp on this or get a handle on what it is. And it's so encompassing in so many different ways. I think you'll find this interesting. And we have to also say we have a view that not many people share. And so discernment is always really good when you're listening to these radio shows.
So we're going to talk about consciousness and also collective consciousness along with ego. So consciousness, well, let's talk about that first and how we define it. Consciousness can be looked at like it's an electromagnetic spectrum of light. So even if our eyes only see a tiny portion of that spectrum, most of us, because of our experience and what we've learned, we don't question the entire spectrum of light. And that entire spectrum can include radio waves, like you're having now, microwaves, infrared light, ultraviolet light, X-rays, and a lot more. In much the same way that most of us are conscious only in a fraction of the entire spectrum of consciousness that's available to us as humans. So that's the difference between our consciousness, which is our conscious mind, our awareness, and the collective consciousness, which we'll get into. So our conscious mind, I love saying this, it only knows what it knows. It knows what it sees, what it hears, what it perceives, and all of that is based on and gathered from the five senses that our conscious mind has available to it while we're humans. So our conscious mind is also made up of our ideas and our beliefs. Consciousness is awareness of awareness. Ego, which is also part of the conscious mind, that's the part of us that recognizes and defines who we are. It's that critical, judgmental voice that we hear in our head sometimes. Our habits are to our body exactly what judgments are to our consciousness. And we'll talk more about that. Experience that we have throughout our life as a human on this planet expands our consciousness. It expands our awareness. And it allows insights to come when our left and our right brain are working together. So now to go into collective consciousness and the definition of that. Well, that, as Ken said earlier, this is like our favorite show. Collective consciousness could be what some people call the very fiber of creation. Maybe it's God. Maybe it's Source. Maybe it's Creator Being. Whatever people consider to be the very element, the very string of creation that goes through every single thing in creation. Every man, woman, planet, animals, the earth, the air, the ozone, the layers, everything is in collective consciousness. What some people might even consider karma, that could also be a part of collective consciousness, and dharma. So we have past and future destiny. All that is part of the collective consciousness, including our present. So there are lots of different types of collective consciousness. Now, a collective consciousness is one single consciousness, but it's formed by lots of individuals that continue to give thought or energy to a certain emotion, and then that becomes a vibration, which then in turn becomes a consciousness, such as anger or hate. Now, this consciousness continues to attract more of the same like energy, more anger or more hate, and it collects more and more. It becomes a collective consciousness. It actually becomes aware of the emotion that it requires to grow and evolve to become even more.
So are we creating a consciousness? Are we a part of something our whole life or our past that we have actually created? And as this creation attracted to us because we resonate to its vibration. So this is a real, not such an easiest thing to look at, but would also that be karma? Does karma attract to us based on our vibration? That's also consciousness made up of thoughts, emotions, ideas, beliefs, and millions or billions of ideas alike, like war. Is there a consciousness of war?
Well, consciousnesses and collectives can feel whatever we're feeling. So if the many individuals are engaged in war, warring patterns, and all the emotions of war, whether it's an individual that's active in war or whether it's an individual that has someone who is at war. When we send our loved ones or our soldiers away to do war, to do battle on another part of the planet, are we not also giving some type of emotion or energy to that collective consciousness of war?
This could also be the victims by a certain energy, not just the perpetrator. It could also be the person who is a part of that consciousness, and they don't want to be, but they're a part of it, giving it energy.
So, for example, if we're feeling fearful, that emotion is going to be magnified within us, because if the collective consciousness of fear would feel any emotion, it's going to use our fearful feelings to promote that reaction from us. Even love will then become fear because it is magnified within our body. So any of the conditions that we might have on love could actually become energetically a physical reality for us.
And we know that's true because of our work. We've seen these emotions become solid in a person, become harder or denser vibrations. And we have seen, after a while, it starts to perpetuate some kind of problem because the energy doesn't move like it should in that area.
So what we're saying also is that the collective consciousness can amplify whatever energy you are feeling or holding within you or having in that moment 100 or even 1,000 times just in order to intensify the energy so that the consciousness can then collect, attract, get bigger. Remember, consciousness only knows what it is. Doesn't mean it's good, doesn't mean it's bad, but it knows what it is and all it wants to do is be more. It relies on our emotions. Collective consciousness is dependent on the very emotions that we feel from moment to moment. So in one of our other shows, we talked about quieting our mind and the battle of collective consciousness, literally in the playing ground of our human physical body, is in quieting our own mind. There's another factor that will allow us to assist collective consciousness, and that is to be one of it, one with collective, one with any form of consciousness and not separate from it. See, that's the real secret. The more we can learn, the more we experience, the more we have compassion for everything that's in creation, then that energy affects us less and less in our physical body.
So whatever you're separate from, that's what subconsciously you attract. So if you can be one with everything and non-reactive, meaning you're one with it but not reacting to it, it dissipates. The other important thing is, these are two things that I think if you can get squared away in your mind, you can resolve everything else. Are we one or are we separate? And are we a victim or are we a savior? Okay.
The largest issue is that our fear is going to compound the effects of every single process. So then we go back to, are we one or are we separate? If we're one with all creation, then we don't have a fear that something out there, another emotion, another vibration, or anything that's interdimensional or multidimensional is going to get us or affect us in any way. We can be one with it. It allows our own vibration and our own energy to be quieter.
Or do we become invisible to energy that doesn't resonate with us anymore? What if somebody was angry and we didn't project anything to them? Would they even see us or feel us? What if the consciousness could not resonate with us because we were at one with it, or we were calm or still? We weren't giving an energy. It's like a battery, but I'm not giving that battery energy to the light anymore. I have taken back my energy, and I'm become one with it.
Well, that's the first question, one or separate. So let's address the second section, second question, victim or savior. So if I am a victim, and most people, gosh, it's so easy to be victim. After all, isn't there someone or something else that we'd like to blame for every single solitary thing in our lives? We'd all like to have something to point a finger at, someone else to say, well, that's the reason I am this way, or that's the reason my life experience is happening in this particular way for right now, because of that person or this thing that's in my life. Well, that allows us to be a victim. And there isn't one moment that none of us, including Ken and I, we don't wish something would come and save us from something at some time. Being a creator, if I am either a victim or I am a creator, if I'm a creator, then I am responsible for my actions, for everything in my life experience. I've created every single thing that exists before me, and I don't have anyone to blame. The opposite of being a victim is savior. So if I were to say to you, oh, you're not doing it the right way, here, let me show you how to do it the right way, or if I were to say, you have a dis-ease or a disharmony in your body and I know what's best for you, then I'm acting in the savior role. What that actually does is it allows you to continue in your victim role, and therefore I get your power and you're giving it away to me.
Or your energy. Now, it's very challenging to think we have created something that doesn't make any sense. But we also know, based on our past, that after a year or 2 years, we start to see the picture of a turning point in our life where we felt victimized, and we start seeing another part, another direction that it took us. So many times I hear this from my client, where something really terrible happened to them, but it made them go in a different direction, and it eventually saved their life or put them back onto a path that they we're more comfortable with. But we don't want to learn that way because that's too hard on our bodies. We got too many lumps and bumps going on anyway without getting jarred each time we learn.
And how many of us would actively say, oh yes, I created that horrible experience, or take responsibility for creating the circumstances that are in our life right now? And yet those very circumstances, exactly where you are right now, where you're sitting, what you're doing, what you're thinking, what's existing, is your creation. And taking responsibility for that allows us to then embrace, okay, now I am a creator. I've got the choices of all my future. We spoke in one of our other shows about creating with limitation.
These two things about whether we're one or separate, whether we're a victim or a creator, are something that I think about all the time, and I thought about for years to try to get it straight. My son says, when anything bad happens, I'm a victim. When anything good happens, I'm a creator. So, you know, he doesn't see the oneness with it. He doesn't see that everything, even the bad, he's created somehow based on his thoughts, his feelings, his emotions, based on his past, to help him to balance the collective consciousness or the energetics that he's come into balance. What if we come in to this life based on our parents' vibrations, what they feel, what they think, what their culture, what their religion, and that energy is what we come in because we can best learn from that vibration or those people. Many of us don't have any idea why we picked our parents or our family. But also, if it's about power and control and us taking back our power, they certainly were a good picture for us to do that, right? So we don't know what we've come in to learn. So as a spirit or as a creative force,
a collective consciousness is going to be attracted energetically to any individual because that consciousness thinks the individual is its creator. That's what Ken's just been talking about. It feels a deep connection to that person. So maybe what we have done by being born in the area and having our heritage and our lineage is we've come to help shift or help transform or help allow a little of that collective consciousness to turn back into creativity or pure creativity. The only way that this consciousness can transform is through that person's vibration because it's been a part of us maybe throughout our whole lifetime. So one of the things that we're going to talk about now is how we can help change the consciousness of the planet.
And the other thing I want to talk about just for a second is when we talk about we have to heal ourselves, we all know that we have to heal our past. But well, I'd like to have somebody tell me what our past means. For sure it means this life. Does it mean other lives or other times or other experiences, however we experienced it? Whether we experienced it part of Source or whether we experienced it as another, do we have to heal those? Does it continue to go on? And what makes up that healing? It makes up all the different things we experienced in our past.
Remember, the more that we know about energy, how it's been created, and how it is evolved throughout history, the more non-reactive we can become, and that goes back to being one with everything. If we have no fear, we will have no reaction to it. And when we become conscious in this lifetime, we actually have the ability, as I said earlier, we can help shift the consciousness. Maybe it is one collective consciousness, but that one collective makes up the entire collectives of consciousness, which is an even greater part of the scenario. So if we can shift the energy from anger, our own anger, the own emotion that we have within us, if we can shift that and help eliminate that in our own physical being, then consciousness is affected throughout all time, and anger can actually shift throughout different timelines of that history of that consciousness. That consciousness, in turn, helps to shift the collective consciousness.
Now, why do we want to shift the consciousness or energy? Because we've all seen if we keep giving energy to a certain idea long enough, it turns into chaos or it explodes or implodes. And that's what we want to keep from happening. We don't want to learn our lessons by an internal explosion or external explosion of consciousness getting so big or so much energy that it actually turns chaotic. So what we're trying to do is shift energy to where there might be a choice. Think about it. If you never had a choice in your whole life with a certain emotion, and all of a sudden you had a choice, and at that moment you chose to take another path, would that be a great gift? So we can't tell you what path to take. All we might be able to do is create a shift or a little variation in vibration for you to see or get your own information differently.
So if our own awareness of an emotion that's within our body and our awareness that it represents a part of a collective consciousness, by our compassion for that emotion, our acceptance of oneness, we can help others within that consciousness free themselves, free that consciousness, and the consciousness of the past.
So we're getting ready to go on a short break.
Stay tuned to The Way It Works right here on HealthyLife.net Radio, because in the next segment, we're going to continue discussing changing and transforming the collective consciousness, and we're going to get into energetic burnout.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about consciousness and ego. We'd like to talk about changing and transforming the collective consciousness and energetically burnout.
So we've been discussing the differences between a collective consciousness and the collectives of consciousness. And we talked earlier about a consciousness, a particular consciousness holding emotion that we give it, that everyone on the planet gives it. So here's another example. The consciousness of cancer. Cancer is a very large consciousness based on billions of people around the planet all giving energy to it. So we feed it almost like we feed a child. The consciousness, if it didn't have anyone feeding it, it had no energy, would dissipate or continue or not be as large as it is. But we've got people with cancer, people that they know with cancer. We have hospitals that depend on cancer. We have doctors that are treating cancer. So yes, that collective consciousness has been collecting energy from lots of different people of the 6.5 billion around the planet. and it is a large collective of consciousness.
Now, when we talk about that, we could talk about any energy. Let's say we have old ideas, and we have old thoughts, or we have, or we don't, or we've had bad thoughts, or we have a certain kinds of addictions, and we've had it now for 30, 40 years. Does that create a certain type of energy or vibration that cancer can actually recognize as part of itself? So is it made up of pain or sadness or fear or whatever it is, and does it recognize that within us and actually attract it to us?
So if that consciousness, no different than any other consciousness, actually sees us as its creator or a source of energy, so if we have an emotion of fear, if we have an emotion of anger, if we have any emotion, remember, all emotions are vibrations. The only vibration that doesn't contain emotion is pure compassion. That's the non-judgmental, total accepting element that allows us to be one with all creation. So if we have compassion for anger, if we have compassion for people with cancer, if we have compassion for war, we have compassion for an emotion, that actually allows us to help change that consciousness, to help it transform the energy that it is holding and collecting, and it can actually eliminate certain factors of it so that it's not continuing to even get larger and larger. And because it gets larger, it intensifies and magnifies, remember what we said, up to 1,000 times or more, the energy of that same vibration that's held within any other person. So if I can help myself eliminate fear, and it may be fear of one thing or fear of another, but one of those fears within my being, then I can help shift the collective consciousness that has been attracted to me as a source of energy. By my doing that, I can assist someone else who is still stuck in that consciousness to help free their past energy. And then that person gets to have another choice. It begins to unwind the fiber of what we consider karma or dharma.
Now, what we're doing is the collective consciousness, can we take it back to creative energy, just pure creative energy without it being anything? What if we had, when we first came, what if it was, everything was creative energy, but during our struggles of life and during all the things, there are four things that have killed most people based on history. That's war, hunger, sickness, disasters. And during those times, we have had so many different emotions. We have creative things, but what if we could take it back to pure creative energy? Then it would be gentler or have more compassion, or it could be something else. There are many different. Well, take religion. All of them are really saying the same thing, but they're saying something is going to do it for us. And in a way, they know it's part of us, but it's not something that's taught.
That has to go back to the victim or creator. Am I a victim or am I a creator? Am I one or am I separate? Those two questions. And you might want to write them down on a piece of paper and really ask yourself, am I a victim? Is it easier for me to accept that none of this in my life is my creation? It's all the fault or the blame or something in a circumstance outside myself. Or am I a creator? That's my power. That is where I take my power. That's where I accept responsibility. The other question, and write this one down also, am I one or am I separate? And this is where we have the ability to help collective consciousness, to actually help the vibration of energy on our planet, to help other people. We can help transform the collective consciousness first by learning to like ourselves with compassion and then learning to love ourselves unconditionally. Now, unconditionally means I just accept how I am, who I am, without any judgment, total compassion for myself.
And that's actually, that sounds complicated, but what would happen if I didn't need another person to define me? What if I didn't have happen if I didn't need my past to define me? Well, I would. Are you more than your past? I asked that question to you. And the answer is yes, you are more than your past. So why use your past to keep defining you? That makes you less. That makes you smaller. And so it's really interesting when you don't need another person to define you, or you don't need your past to define you, because now your future is not based on your past.
So when Ken says we don't need another person to define us, some of us would go, wait a minute, we're all here on the planet to help each other. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about having our own identity, having our power, helping others, assisting others, serving others. That's what Ken and I have been doing collectively for almost 60 years, is helping and serving the planet and its population. So what we are saying, though, is that your identity, who you are, is not dependent on someone else giving you verification or giving you validity. That is what unconditional acceptance of yourself and not needing your past, not needing the other individuals that you work with or live with or have experience with, to identify who you are inside yourself, your powerful being, to let go of karma and dharma. That means the future can also change because you no longer need to be linear, and you open yourself up to different possibilities and assist the collective consciousness.
This is really exciting because this shows that we have hope. And now we're going to go on break.
Stay tuned to The Way It Works right here on HealthyLife.net Radio. In our next segment today, we're going to be discussing energetic burnout and the levels of collective consciousness. So we'll be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
going back to the way it works, today we've been talking about consciousness and collective consciousness and ego. Now we want to talk about energetic burnout, and what does that mean?
Most of us have been dealing with emotions our whole lives. Emotions are factors that we see, we hear, we feel, we exist, and we base our identity, we base ourselves on an emotional way of being. Emotions, however, and the collective consciousness of those emotions can actually begin to intensify within our physical body. But our physical body, we're more than just our physical body. We all know that. We're more than just the skin and bones and tissues and organs. We are light. And so when we begin to become conscious and when we begin to move outside of the physical awareness, we notice that our emotional body and our other bodies are light. And in some cases, we attract a different unpleasant energy on some level. That energy knows that we can help it. So often, a particular energy or a collective consciousness remembers us, recognizes us by the vibration that we had in our last experience or encounter with it, and intensifies within our body. Our nervous system then begins to overwhelm itself. We get on what we call emotional overload or energetic burnout.
So what we hear all the time, and it doesn't mean it's, you know, that's the way it is. It means that's what we hear with the people we attract. We hear that here you are learning to be a healer, or here you are a healer, here you are helping the world, and all the helping people, and then all of a sudden you start to become overwhelmed. And most healers say that they burn out in about 3 to 5 years. And that means their nervous system becomes overwhelmed. And why is that? Because when they start to pick up energy, they stop it or protect themselves, and it's like taking a circuit breaker and turning it on and then turning it off and then turning it on. It hurts your nervous system when we get jarred by the energy when we get afraid.
So we're not talking specifically to healers or people who help others. Look at the circumstances in your own family. Look at the emotions that play a part in with your children or with your partners or with your spouses or with your relatives or your parents. All of those dynamics are all energetic, and that can also overload your nervous system. And one of these days you're going to say, oh, my goodness, I can't get up out of bed today. I'm totally overwhelmed. My life feels overwhelming to me.
And I think one of the worst things, well, I don't want to say worst things, but one of the things that happens with this type of dynamic that we've been in for several years, energetic, is it starts to become addictive. Not addictive that we're aware of, but addictions like we have to have that energy, or others have to have it, or we've given it to them, and now they take it. Even when we're tired, they want to engage with us. And so we see that all the time, and I think you see that also.
That's what we talk about when we say energetic burnout. And so now there are simple ways, and we've given them before in different shows, but there are simple ways to keep your energy clearer so that you don't get to that part of feeling totally overwhelmed and energetically, I can't go anywhere, I'm totally burned out, I'm exhausted, this, I have to. You feel like you've been run over by a truck sometimes. It's like when you go and visit someone in a hospital. And you come out of the hospital, you feel totally drained. And energetically, you've just helped someone who's in the hospital, you went to visit them, and energetically, you attracted a consciousness that was existing in maybe in that hospital to yourself.
And how do you do that? By giving energy. And we don't mean to. It's just we give so much of ourselves, and pretty soon you get in a kind of a loop where they're taking energy, and even after you leave, you feel yourself, your life force kind of draining from you, or you can feel yourself getting weaker and weaker. Somehow we've got connected with something. Now, I guess the question is it something that we could change? Is it something that we're supposed to change?
So the question also is, and here's one you can ask yourself, and also write it down on that paper about victim or savior. How much of you do you give away? How much do you let other people take from you? So if you are giving away, are you acting as a savior by saying, well, I'll help here, I'll do this, I'll do that, when you, even if you're not asked, but you'll go overboard because that way you have your own feelings and your own emotional needs met?
Let's go ahead and just do a real simple technique. Now, we've talked about these things, and you can find them on our website. We have them very clear, techniques for being clear, okay, right on the home page. But the very simple clearing technique is think of yourself as liquid. Now, it's very important because you're made up of liquid. You're made up 75 to 80% water. You are more water than you are solid, and that is the truth. So we want to be sure we keep those truths, or a part of our mind keeps saying that's not true. So think of yourself as liquid. Then add your favorite color, and don't tell anyone. And now I want you to become liquid light. Now, if you believe you're liquid light, I mean truly believe you're liquid light, you wouldn't be as reactive to outside projections because they're going to think of you as who you were. Now you can get a little color of it, have it around, and keep thinking about being liquid light. And then the other technique is very, very simple. But we're going to have you meditate 5, 6, 8 times a day. And how can you do that? It's not physically possible for all of us to have a busy life. But what if you just associate it with you're going to the toilet? So every time you go to the toilet, you think of yourself clear, let the stuff go out, just let your emotions go out, your feelings go out, bring your field, your energy back to your belly, take back your power, and love yourself. But love your belly like you love a sunset. You don't look at a sunset, gosh, and you say, oh, I think of a better sunset. You love it. Think of a sunset, flowers, warm bath, whatever you love. So anything you do all day long becomes a state of mind. Whenever you can get a state of mind, it changes your awareness. Now, again, and I just want to talk about awareness just for a second. When you become aware, all that means is it keeps perpetuating. So today I'm aware, but tomorrow I wake up and my awareness has increased. So do I know who I am based on yesterday? No, because my awareness has expanded.
So isn't awareness similar to being light? And if your awareness triggers a light, you become that beacon of light that attracts, like moths want to come to the light on your porch. Well, the more you are aware, the greater your consciousness expands, the more you are a beacon of light so that other consciousnesses are attracted to you. Why? Because they know that you can help shift some of the energy. So what happens to most everybody is the minute that we get ourselves in a light space, we're a beacon, and we start attracting all of this other energy that we didn't know was going to be attracted to us. Oh, my goodness, there's this blop. Here it is right in my lap, thing coming at us. So what we want to do is help you stay clear so that you can help the collective within yourself, the collective consciousness of the planet, and the total collective of consciousness that have been existing today.
And we'll be back in just a moment. We're going to take a short break.
We've been talking about consciousness, the collective consciousness, ego, transforming. And we're going to, in our next segment, we're also going to address even more, how to be safe in your space, knowing that by being one with creation, nothing will get you or hurt you. So make sure you come back for the last segment of our show.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about conscious ego and collective consciousness. Now we'd like to discuss how to be safe in your space.
And staying balanced while you're in your space.
Now, in the last radio show, we actually showed how not to be afraid of collective consciousness. So we're just going to take a moment here just to be sure that you know that nothing's going to get you. That's not out there, okay? So what would happen to me as a person if I called in all the energy of the world into myself? Now, what we know, what we've heard is I should blow up or it should make me sick, but what if I had compassion for all creation? Then all creation would just not be reactive to me.
Now think about this for a second. If there are 100 wars going on all over the world, the consciousness of war is going to use that energy to tap into us. That's what we think. What if I have total compassion for that consciousness? If I am compassionate, that means I don't have a judgment for it. I just accept it for what it is without judging it as being right or wrong. If we become fearful or overwhelmed by that consciousness, then we can attract it because we're that light beacon. However, if we are one with it, which means I'm one, I'm compassionate for it, I'm not judging it, I'm accepting that it is, I'm not being fearful about it, I'm not going to go for it, I'm not going to go against it, I'm just going to be balanced. Let's just say I'm going to stand in the middle and not have any judgment, but just allow what is to be.
By doing that, we've actually allowed it to change. And it takes a different direction. Or maybe it causes, like throwing a pebble in a pond, it causes a ripple. And that ripple allows maybe those different wars, those people, maybe to have a choice. Maybe you have a choice not to go to war, or maybe you have a choice to stop. So that's why we're doing this. We're not doing it to show off. And it's taken me years and years and years of practice because I have to keep calling in all the different energy and not doubting myself.
That doubt is what creates more intensity within our body. So we've been talking a lot about how you can be energetically safe, not burning out by your nervous system, but also being safe in your space and with the element of oneness, with compassion for creation, then collective consciousness isn't attracted to us because we are neutral.
So I'm going to do this right now before we run out of time here. So I want to call in all the different energies. Now, these are, I want to call in all the different collective consciousness. I want to call in everything that we of humans have ever created here on Earth or other dimensions or other times. So you just watch it, witness it, listen, just kind of sit back and kind of watch. I call in all war. All the war of the world, all the hate and the anger and the killing and the pain and the sadness and the sickness and the disasters and all the different fears. How about good things? How about love? How about kindness? How about compassion? I call in every single thing that is out there in the world, every addiction, every pain, I call it into myself. And what does it feel like? Okay, to me what it feels like is energy passing through me. I'm not, it just passes through me. If I had a reaction inside me to a thought, then that thought would react with the energy.
If Ken was fearful or worried, then that emotion within himself would trigger that energy or that consciousness, but he doesn't. And so by giving no energy whatsoever to the consciousness itself, remember, it can't hurt us. The consciousness will have no effect upon us, and then it begins to shift. It can change form. So when we don't call upon any type of polarity or duality, no good, no bad, no energy whatsoever, no judgment, that's the key for transformation of that consciousness.
And now I'm going to show you what the transformation feels like. So I want you to breathe into your nose and blow out to your mouth. Breathe in. Blow out. Breathe in. Blow out. In. Now see, it's kind of a sweet, light feeling. We have just changed collective consciousness. How long do we change it? Until the next person has another thought and it goes back to the way it was, but not the way it was, a little bit lighter than the way it was. So we've changed things for a split second before they go back.
And in that split second, maybe one person stuck within that consciousness, within that fear, finds within their mind or within their awareness a moment of choice to not move forward in a direction that they would have in the past. That's what we're after. Just moment by moment, little shift by little shift, it allows the collectives of consciousness to shift and change.
If the consciousness, if we changed, all of a sudden all consciousness of the past was gone, you would go crazy. You wouldn't know how to create. You would be overwhelmed.
The planet would be in chaos if collectives and consciousness all changed immediately. So little by little, it allows us. It's what we consider, you know, let's get more people involved and more people can become aware and more people can become conscious. All it takes is one person at a time, and then exponentially it increases around the planet. So remember, sometimes when we're helping others, we are helping the world to free itself from its past, all of its past experiences, its past consciousness. Our compassion for all creation, our oneness, our non-judgmental attitude of every single energy, every single consciousness, every single collective of consciousness, that is what's needed to help change our planet today and to help change the people that live here. That's all we're suggesting, is that you just take a moment within your day at any time and say, okay, I'm not going to allow this emotion to get the better of me. I'm going to move into a space of it's not good or bad, but I'm just in a moment of space that allows me to be safe in my moment and to help shift the consciousness and heal the planet. So we want to thank you so much for being with us today. We invite you to listen in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time, right here on HealthyLife.net. And remember, everything you've heard on our show, it can be found on our website, www.kenpage.com. So feel free to email us at office@kenpage.com. We'd love to hear from you. And to the first 10 people who send us an email letting us know that you've heard us here, we'll send you a free copy of our book, The Way It Works. Just give us a mailing address where we can send it.
This is from Ken Page, and Nancy Nestor. Many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year at many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you're interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.